The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are more valuable than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
The fictional rookie Christian James Hamperton prayed for patience. What he got was a dash and a front seat covered in spilled latte, courtesy of his wife, a 57-minute line for lunch, a jam-packed commute, and a golf cart pace car gumming up the neighborhood streets on the way home. And that was just the first day. You get the joke. Mature discipleship, perfection, does not come instantaneously, nor does it come easily. Jesus tells his disciples exactly what they should expect from following him, and it is a lot more burdensome than a spilled latte. He does not come to bring peace. He brings a sword. He cultivates and grows and nourishes mature fruits of the Spirit through, among other means, trial and tribulation. No pressure, no diamond. No crucible, no gold. To be a disciple of Jesus is no halfway affair. You cannot follow him halfway. If you do follow him, you will not suffer halfway. But when you follow him, you will have peace and joy far beyond the halfway. Peace and joy to the full. For you will have no fear. Because perfect love casts out fear, and Jesus is and loves with and cultivates within you perfect love. So, while becoming a disciple means pressure, crucible, suffering, Jesus says that the gospel transforms the hardships of life in general and those specific hardships in store for his disciples. Such hardships, such trial, such tribulation, such discomfort and even annoyance become, in the gospel, more. They become an avenue for blessing. They become the means by which faith may be strengthened and even perfected. They become pressure, crucible. So, being a disciple does not mean no suffering. Instead, being a disciple affords you a unique hope in the midst of suffering, that there is no pointless or meaningless or arbitrary suffering. Least of all that which you will encounter for the sake of Jesus. For Jesus wants to bring perfect disciples, beautiful as diamonds and bright as gold, before his Father and say that he is proud to know them. Certainly, there will be no end to wars and rumors of wars in the world. Politicians will make promises they do not keep. Presidents will speak and do things with which you disagree. Friends and family will disappoint you. Your doctor will bring you bad news. And even the hairs on your head will not cooperate with you. Too curly. Too straight, too much gray, or simply too willing to take a dive. All of these things are as certain as death and taxes. Two other things I forgot to mention in that list of potential sufferings. The point is that no one and no thing is wholly for you in this world, except for Jesus. And it is for this reason that he tells you such things as brother will deliver up brother to death and a father his child. Jesus wants you to have a realistic understanding of the world around you and of your options for navigating it. And within that understanding, he would also have you see that he alone cares for you so wholly that in him nothing in the world ought to fear, disturb, frustrate, or alarm you. If God is the Lord of the sparrows and the hares, so too is he Lord of all that is bigger and more significant than they. If neither a sparrow nor a hare falls apart from him, then you can be assured that nothing else happens in the world that he does not oversee and imbue with some holy purpose. And if Jesus is all in all, then he also necessarily squeezes out all room for fear. He pushes fear out onto the streets nonchalantly so that you too can be bold enough to say, in God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The comfort here is that God governs all things and that he loves you whom he governs. That means that even in spite of the wickedness inherent in the raw material of creation, in Jesus, God can still make diamonds and gold out of it. And he will, if you aspiring disciples are willing to lean into the process laid out like a red carpet before you to walk the way of Jesus. It will not be comfortable, as Jesus promises, but it will be good, and it will be good for you. So says St. Paul, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. This world's sufferings, and they are many, cannot compare with what is yet to come, and with what you are yet to become. Diamonds, gold, like Jesus. So, why fear? There is hope, purpose, a good, a blessing in all suffering for the disciples of Jesus. No pressure, no diamond, no crucible, no gold, no suffering, no perfection. And if Jesus went through trials and tribulations to glory, his disciples ought not think their route will be any different. A disciple is not above his teacher, after all. But, rocky though the way may be, there is joy in the pressure and the crucible, the work done, and the prize at the end. Just as the sparrows and the hares rest in God's hands even when they fall, so too do you rest therein, despite wars and rumors of wars and tumult and all sorts of other nonsense. At the close of the day, nonsense doesn't last. But Jesus does. Forever, in fact. So does his peace. Peace at the last. Peace no nonsense can take away. Peace for the least of creation, and peace upon peace to the greatest. This peace lets you endure the pressure and the crucible of trial so that you can become perfect, mature, beautiful, the very kind of people that Jesus can be proud both to know and to confess before his Father. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.